Welcome back to Your Daily Edge. I'm your biohacker mentor, and today we're going deep on performance intelligence. If you've been following the longevity research space, you know that a major study just dropped showing how most health headlines completely misread the data on causation versus correlation. We're going to break down exactly how to read research like a scientist, then move into actionable protocols around metabolic markers your doctor isn't tracking, light therapy optimization, and some promising but early-stage interventions like infrared sauna and ozone therapy. By the end of this briefing, you'll have a complete framework for evidence evaluation and several concrete experiments to run this week. Let's start with the most important skill in biohacking, your BS detector for health headlines. Most wellness content confuses correlation with causation, and that completely derails your optimization efforts. Consider the acetaminophen autism controversy that's been circulating. 27 studies showed a correlation between prenatal acetaminophen use and autism risk. On the surface, that sounds damning. But here's where research design matters. When scientists used sibling comparison studies, which represent the strongest observational design because they control for genetics and shared environment, the association completely disappeared. The real culprit? Fever during pregnancy increases autism risk. Acetaminophen was just treating the fever. This is a perfect example of confounding variables masking the true mechanism. So here's your evidence evaluation hierarchy. At the top, we have randomized controlled trials. That's your gold standard. Next, look for dose-response relationships in observational studies. If higher exposure correlates with worse outcomes in a graded fashion, that strengthens causation arguments. Third, sibling or twin comparison studies that control for genetics. Fourth, large meta-analyses with consistent findings across multiple study designs. And at the bottom, single observational studies, which are hypothesis-generating only, not actionable. Before you implement any protocol from a headline, ask yourself three questions. What type of study was this? What confounding variables weren't controlled? And is there a plausible biological mechanism? The H. pylori story demonstrates how proper causation proof works. Observation led to controlled experiments, which confirmed mechanism, which led to therapeutic success. Now let's talk about the test your doctor isn't ordering but absolutely should be, fasting insulin with HOMA-IR calculation. Standard diabetes screening catches the problem years too late. HbA1c and fasting glucose only flag issues after significant metabolic damage has already occurred. But there's a better biomarker that reveals dysfunction at the reversible stage. The protocol here is straightforward. Get fasting insulin and fasting glucose drawn simultaneously after a 12-hour fast. Then calculate HOMA-IR using an online calculator. The formula is fasting insulin times fasting glucose divided by 22.5. Your targets are critical to understand. HOMA-IR below 1.0 indicates optimal insulin sensitivity. As you approach 2.0, early insulin resistance is developing. And above 3 to 5, you're looking at advanced dysfunction requiring immediate intervention. Here's why this matters for performance. Insulin resistance manifests as elevated fasting insulin before glucose dysregulation appears. You're catching dysfunction when it's still reversible, not after pancreatic beta cells have burned out. The reversal protocol requires no pharmaceuticals. Start with time-restricted eating in a 6 to 8 hour feeding window. Eliminate ultra-processed foods and excess refined carbohydrates. Implement a progressive strength training program. Manage stress because cortisol directly drives insulin resistance. And optimize sleep architecture. If your physician won't order fasting insulin, use direct pay labs like Quest Diagnostics or Ultralabs. Test quarterly during active intervention, then biannually for maintenance tracking. This is prevention as performance optimization. You're not waiting for disease. You're optimizing metabolic health in real time. Let's shift to light therapy, which affects way more than circadian rhythm. We're talking hormones, vision, and pain tolerance through distinct biological pathways. UVB exposure for 20 to 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times weekly, activates a skin-brain gonad axis that increases testosterone and estrogen within days. It also triggers sympathetic connections to your spleen, deploying immune cells and beta endorphins. Critical timing note, never between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. That can actually trigger depression pathways. Red light therapy at 670 nanometers for 2 to 3 minutes daily penetrates to retinal mitochondria, reducing reactive oxygen species. Human trials published in Cell Reports showed 22% improvement in visual acuity for people over 40. The mechanism involves clearing drusen deposits and restoring photoreceptor function. Start this within 3 hours of waking for best results. These aren't just theoretical mechanisms. This research comes from Glenn Jeffrey's lab at University College London, with both controlled human trials and mechanistic animal studies. Safety parameters are important. Never use red light if it requires squinting. That means it's too bright.
This is contraindicated for retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, or glaucoma with ophthalmologist clearance. UVB requires dermatologist consultation if you have any skin cancer history. Cost analysis? Natural sunlight is free. LED panels run $30 to $300. Track results with visual acuity apps and hormone panels at baseline, 4 weeks, and 12 weeks. You're looking for objective delta, not subjective perception. Now, fluoride. Your toothpaste warns against swallowing it, so why are we drinking it? The U.S. National Toxic Program meta-analysis found higher fluoride exposure consistently associated with lower IQ in children. At municipal fluoride's so-called optimal fluoride level, 40% of children showed dental fluorosis, which is visible proof of systemic overexposure. The accumulation problem spans multiple systems. In the pineal gland, calcification disrupts melatonin synthesis. In the thyroid, receptor interference affects metabolism. In bones and kidneys, long-term accumulation occurs with unknown effects. The protocol here is your elimination strategy. Immediately install a certified fluoride removal shower filter, $50 to $200. Yes, shower exposure matters because fluoride becomes gaseous and enters both dermally and through respiration. In weeks 1 and 2, install drinking water filtration. Reverse osmosis systems run $200 to $800. Critical distinction: standard carbon filters do not remove fluoride. Verify certification specifically mentions fluoride reduction. Ongoing maintenance means replacing filters per manufacturer specs and testing water if possible. Target below 0.1 parts per million. Expected timeline for clearance: soft tissue fluoride clears over weeks to months. Sleep quality may improve within 2 to 4 weeks as pineal function recovers. Bone fluoride persists longer but slowly normalizes. Evidence caveat: while neurotoxic effects are well documented, optimal post-filtration fluoride levels aren't established. Individual clearance rates vary significantly. This is precautionary optimization, not definitive medical guidance. Now let's talk about infrared sauna technology, which affects way more than traditional saunas. Instead of heating air to 170 to 200 degrees Fahrenheit, infrared energy heats your body directly, achieving a 3 degree Fahrenheit core temperature elevation in just 30 minutes at 140 to 150 degrees. The four wavelength-specific effects create distinct biological responses. Far infrared provides deepest penetration with mitochondrial absorption and core heating. Mid-infrared creates synergistic heat effects. Near-infrared drives collagen and elastin production plus cellular ATP via cytochrome oxidase. And red light in the visible spectrum provides skin and cellular benefits. The evidence base includes University of Missouri-Kansas City studies showing statistically significant blood pressure reduction. Research from Dr. Genuis demonstrates superior detoxification through sweat versus exercise or traditional saunas. Heart rate variability studies show measurable autonomic nervous system optimization. Your protocol: 3 to 5 sessions weekly. Ramp duration from 15 minutes to 25 to 35 minutes over 4 weeks. Use manufacturer presets for cardiovascular, detox, or anti-aging programs rather than just maxing out heat. For timing, post-workout enhances erythropoietin response. Evening sessions activate parasympathetic tone. Advanced optimization that some biohackers are experimenting with: preloading with methylene blue 15 minutes before for enhanced mitochondrial light absorption. That's N-of-1 experimentation, not established protocol. Track with HRV daily, blood pressure weekly, and comprehensive metabolic panels quarterly. Expect measurable improvements in 4 to 8 weeks. Home units range from $1,500 to $5,000. Verify low EMF certification with independent third-party testing, not just manufacturer claims. Now, ozone therapy represents hormetic stress. That means controlled oxidative exposure that triggers your endogenous antioxidant upregulation. Two independent studies showed 20% VO2 max improvements in semi-professional athletes, but this is early-stage research requiring serious nuance. Four proposed mechanisms. First, immune modulation. That's bidirectional, suppressing overactive responses while boosting suppressed ones. Second, oxidative stress reduction, where transient stress upregulates glutathione, SOD, and catalase. Third, microcirculation enhancement, improving oxygen delivery to hypoxic tissues. And fourth, improved cellular oxygen efficiency. Administration methods vary in accessibility and risk. Rectal encephalation is home-based and absorbed through portal circulation. IV protocols called MAA require a clinical setting where blood is drawn, ozonated, and reinfused. EBO is an advanced high-dose protocol requiring experienced practitioners. Evidence quality is mixed. Practitioners cite over 2,000 published studies, but many come from countries with less regulatory oversight. Strong mechanistic rationale exists, but we lack large-scale U.S. trials. Critical safety notes: never inhale ozone directly. Your lungs lack the antioxidant defense systems needed. This can trigger Herxheimer reactions in individuals with high pathogen loads. It requires practitioner experience assessment. Start conservatively with rectal encephalation before advancing to IV protocols. Honest assessment: this is a promising optimization tool with growing research support, but it's not ready for DIY implementation. Work with experienced practitioners. Consider it experimental rather than established. Cost runs $150 to $300 per clinical IV session. Home generators run $800 to $2,000. track with HRV daily, inflammatory markers like CRP and IL-6, and subjective energy and recovery metrics. Pregnancy optimization deserves special attention because 90% of pregnant women don't get enough choline, and it matters for fetal brain development. Your baby forms 250,000 neurons per minute during critical windows. The Cornell University double-blind study with 26 participants showed babies born to high choline mothers had 10% faster reaction times, which correlates with adult IQ. Animal studies are definitive. Choline deficiency causes premature brain development cessation. The protocol targets 450 milligrams daily minimum, 900 milligrams for enhanced cognitive development. Source this from 4 eggs daily, which provides 125 milligrams choline per egg, or use choline bitartrate supplements. Maintain this throughout pregnancy and breastfeeding. Stack this with glucose optimization. Keep fasting glucose below 92 milligrams per deciliter, which is the pregnancy threshold. Restrict sugar below 25 grams daily. Use a post-meal movement protocol. Exercise within 90 minutes with calf raises, squats, or walking. Consider continuous glucose monitoring for 2-week periods each trimester. Add omega-3s at 2 grams DHA daily via supplements or fatty fish 3 times weekly.